How to play Uno, official rules, best editions, strategy, and the house rules causing the arguments. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Buy classic Uno for universal family play, Uno flip for the best strategic twist, show 'em no mercy for a deliberately brutal group, teams for 2 versus 2, party for 6 to 14, and splash for pool or travel abuse. In standard classic Uno, stacking draw cards is not an official rule unless your specific edition says otherwise. Match color, number, or symbol. Call Uno when one card remains. First player to empty their hand wins the round. Most Uno disputes are not rules disputes. They are unannounced variant disputes. Someone learned stacking from a cousin, somebody else uses 7-0. And one player thinks a wild draw 4 may be played whenever spite feels spiritually correct. Imani used Mattel's current rule sheets and 2026 product line to separate official rules from optional chaos, then matched each edition to the crowd it was designed to survive. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. How do you play classic Uno? Deal 7 cards to each player and turn 1 card face up beside the draw pile. On your turn, match the discard by color, number, or symbol, or play a wild. If you cannot or choose not to play, draw 1. If that card is playable, you may play it immediately. Say Uno when 1 card remains. If another player catches you before the next player begins, draw 2. A wild draw 4 is legal only when you have no card matching the current color. Matching numbers or action symbols in other colors do not make it illegal. The target may challenge. A successful challenge makes the player who used it draw 4. A failed challenge makes the challenger draw 6. Official scoring gives the round winner the value of every opponent's remaining cards, usually racing to 500, though many households simply count round wins. Can you stack draw 2 and wild draw 4 cards? Official classic Uno does not allow stacking draw 2 or wild draw 4 cards. The next player draws and loses the turn. Stacking is a house rule unless the edition's own rule sheet explicitly says otherwise. No Mercy is a different rule system and includes harsher accumulation mechanics. Do not import those rules backward into Classic by accident. Before the first deal, settle stacking, jump in, draw until playable, 7-0 hand swaps, and whether a wild draw 4 challenge is active. Writing the chosen variants on one index card prevents the loudest player from rewriting the game after being targeted. Which Uno version is best? Classic wins for accessibility. Uno Flip is Imani's best upgrade because the double-sided deck changes hand information and tempo without abandoning color matching. Show 'em No Mercy is a separate social contract, 168 cards, stacking, 7-0 swaps, and a mercy rule that eliminates players with 25 cards. Teams is the clean partnership version. Party is designed for 6 to 14. Splash uses durable plastic cards for travel and wet environments. Do not buy by the wildest box copy, buy by the room. A 7-year-old family table and an adult revenge night need different decks. Is Uno No Mercy worth? Yes, if the table explicitly wants a longer, meaner, swingier Uno where elimination is funny rather than upsetting. No Mercy formalizes many house rule instincts, stacking draw cards, swapping hands on sevens, passing on zeros, and adds stronger action cards. A player wins by emptying their hand or being the last survivor. It is not the definitive Uno. It solves boredom by increasing volatility and punishment, which can magnify the exact family dynamics Classic already exposes. Explain the mercy rule before dealing. If anyone dislikes player elimination or giant draw stacks, buy flip instead. What strategy actually matters in Uno? Protect color flexibility. Hold a wild for a dead hand or finishing turn rather than spending it at the first inconvenience. Track which colors make the next player draw repeatedly. That is a strong signal of weakness. Keep an action card for tempo near the finish and avoid leaving yourself with one color unless the discard and table behavior support it. In scoring games, high-value wilds and draw cards become liabilities in hand, so aggression and point risk must be balanced. At two players, reverse functions much like skip in many editions, increasing combo potential. Strategy is modest but real. Information from failed colors, hand size pressure, and turn order control matter more than pretending the draw pile is fair. Which house rules are fun and which break the game? 7-0 hand swaps create movement and stop one player from quietly coasting. Jump-in rules reward attention but can become physically messy. Stacking increases drama but can produce massive penalties and long dead zones. Drawing until playable lengthens games dramatically. A mandatory play rule removes tactical choice. None is inherently wrong when declared. Choose at most 2 variants and put them on the table before dealing. Never introduce a punitive rule after it benefits the person announcing it. Imani's reliable family mix is 7-0 plus optional jump-in. Her ruthless mix is simply No Mercy, because a published rule set settles the argument more cleanly than oral law. How do you teach children or a mixed-age group? Sort one example of each action card, explain its symbol, and play the first hand open. Skip scoring, first out wins. Keep turns moving by allowing a player to ask which matches are legal without suggesting the best card. Use a visible direction marker for larger groups, especially after several reverses. For color vision needs, use additions with clear graphic symbols and good lighting. For very large gatherings, parties' rules and card count are better than combining random decks. Seat patient adults between children rather than on one side of the table. The goal of the first round is not tactical purity, it is making everyone confident enough to yell at the second. Are accessories or premium additions worth buying? Uno needs no mat, sleeves, shuffler, or wooden card tray. A simple discard tray helps outdoors, and a card holder is useful for small hands or limited dexterity. Splash is the practical premium for poolside and travel. Large collectible tins are gift objects. Confirm the actual rule set inside rather than assuming the packaging adds a new game. Sleeves cost more than replacing many standard decks and make a thick deck harder for children to handle. Buy the right edition and a small travel case. The most valuable accessory is a written index card listing the night's two house rules. How should a competitive Uno round be scored and ended? Traditional match play awards the round winner points equal to the cards left in opponent's hands, number cards at face value, action cards at 20, and wilds at 50, with a match commonly continuing toward 500. This changes late play. Holding a wild for flexibility is powerful, but losing with it becomes expensive. A player leading the match may favor safer exits. A trailing player may preserve action cards for a swing. For casual nights, single-round victory is cleaner. Decide before dealing whether elimination, scoring, or first out ends the experience. In No Mercy, explain both paths to victory and how the 25-card mercy rule removes a player. In teams, use the additions partnership rules rather than inventing table talk. Imani's host card has exactly three lines: addition, active variance, win condition. Read it aloud and the annual argument loses most of its oxygen. Final verdict: Uno becomes good hosting when its rules stop being a family ambush. Teach the official core, declare variance before the deal, and choose the addition that matches the room. Classic is the common language, flip is the clever upgrade, No Mercy is a consent form for cruelty, and party is the crowd tool. The coolest Uno is not the rarest tin. It is the deck that produces the argument everyone was actually hoping to have. Frequently asked questions: can you stack in Uno? Not in standard classic Uno unless the rule sheet for that edition says so. Stacking is official in Show 'em No Mercy. When can you play Wild Draw 4? Only when you have no card matching the current color. The next player may challenge, what is the best Uno version? Classic for universal play, flip for strategy, No Mercy for deliberate brutality, party for a crowd. Do you have to play a card if you can? Classic rules generally allow drawing instead of playing, but check the exact rule sheet for your addition and declare variance. Can you stack draw 2 or wild draw 4 cards in classic Uno? Not under the standard classic rules. Stacking is legal only when a specific addition or declared house rule says so. Which Uno version is best for adults? Uno Flip adds the most strategy without losing accessibility. Show 'em No Mercy is better only for groups that actively want a harsher, longer fight.